listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Psalm 5, David's devotion, Psalm 5. So if you have access to a Bible, go grab it, sit down, grab a cup of coffee, and join us as we consider His Word today. Don't forget about our prayer journals. I want to remind you about that. The little prayer journals are great little tools to help you remember to pray for someone. You know, I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and even on Sunday, and when somebody says, pray for me, I can pull it out, write it down right then. I did this last Sunday, actually. Somebody said, can you pray for my family? And I pulled out my prayer journal. I made a note of it. And I'm able to remember to pray for them every day. And I continue to pray for them. So they're great little tools to help you remember prayer requests and then to mark off when God answers those prayer requests. And God will answer. The prayer journals are absolutely free. All you need to do is contact us in some way. There are several ways you can do that. Give us where you're hearing the program today and send us an address. Now, I promise you this, I'm not putting you on a mailing list. I'm not going to flood your email inbox full of emails. You just simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal. You pray for us, and that'll be it. So how can you get them? Well, three ways. First of all, through our website at considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. Or you can email us directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can also just simply write to us. Here's our address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can also get that address from the website if you'd prefer to do that. So we look forward to hearing from you. Psalm 5, we talked about this last week and about how it was David's devotion. Now, this is obviously a Psalm of David. It tells us that in most Bibles, immediately after the chapter number, Psalm didn't really have a chapter after the Psalm number, it says a Psalm of David. And I believe this is David crying out to God and praying to God, in a sense, having his, or sharing with us, you could say, his daily devotion. Now, what do I mean by devotion? You know, I was taught many years ago, and I still do this, that every day, one of the first things I do in the morning is spend some time with the Lord. Now, I know God is with us all day, but what I mean is we sit down and very carefully acknowledge Him. We pray. We call out to Him. We open our heart to Him. We just share with Him everything. And secondly, we hear from Him. We listen to His Word by reading His Word and having that time of devotion. Now, you know, there's a lot of helps out there that can help you with those devotions. In fact, I wrote a whole book about it, which you can order from the website. So that daily time with the Lord, right? Yeah, I've heard it called quiet time. I've heard it called a daily discipline. I've heard it called a few other things. But here we see David sharing this time with the Lord and pouring out his heart to the Lord at what's going on in his life at this moment. By reading the psalm, it's obvious that he's had some trouble as he talks to God about that. I want to read the whole psalm again. It's only 12 verses. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing or lying. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. As for me, I will come into thy house. In the multitude of thy mercy and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against thee. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him with a shield. What a great psalm. Now, last week we talked about the first two things here, and they were that this is certainly a prayer. David is calling out to the Lord, crying out to the Lord, but also he talks about, consider my meditation. And this is just David thinking over things, thinking over life. For us, it would include that, but also I believe as we take the Word of God and read it and study it, that we think about what God is saying to us for today. Maybe it's a single verse, maybe it's a whole chapter, maybe it's just a few words, a thought that God has kind of spoken to you about. I believe the Spirit of God guides us in His Word and teaches us His Word, and the Spirit of God will certainly speak to our hearts as we cry out to God and call out to Him and listen to Him. Have you taken time in your quiet time or your devotions to listen to God? So here, as he cries out to the Lord, and again, and we mentioned this, that he says, give ear to my words, in verse 1, and then hearken to the voice of my cry. And sometimes we just have to sit down and cry, and God hears the voice of our cry as well. Now, as David pours out his heart to the Lord, in his devotion, there is prayer, there is meditation. But I want you to notice a couple of the things also as well. In verse 7, there is worship. In his devotional time, David worships the Lord. Now he does say, let's read it, verse 7, as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Notice that he talks about coming into the house and praying toward the temple. These are two different things. Now, certainly we can pray at church, and I believe that today we could talk about the house of the Lord being the church, but also it's our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so we can come into, kind of take a mental picture of approaching God in his throne and coming before him in prayer, and now in worship, in his house, however you want to define it, it's going to be in his presence as we come before him. And in his mercy as well, he said, again, verse 7, he said, of thy mercy, in the multitude of thy mercy, we come humbly before God, recognizing his mercy and his fear. This would be coming to God reverently, coming to God not in a flippant way, but recognizing who God is, the Creator, the Almighty God, the Sustainer of life, the Sustainer of heaven and earth, recognizing His holiness and who He is. We ought to, when we come before God, come with a sense of awe and worship. You know, the word worship comes from the word worth. He is worthy of our praise. I think in that worship would be a time of thanksgiving, beginning with your own salvation, being thankful unto Him, but also being thankful for His provision as He provides for us every day, even for His protection. David talks about here how the Lord is protecting him. And so we thank God and worship Him and lift up our heart to Him. Maybe sing a song of worship. You realize that Psalm 5 here was a song. It was put to music at some point. We don't have that any longer, but it was a song as David lifted up his voice and cried out to God in worship. And then I want you to notice one other thing, that in David's devotions here, there is an expectation, first of all, that God is going to answer his prayer. David has every confidence that God will not only hear, but God will answer. And in that answer, I want you to notice that he is looking for God's leading. In verse 8, he said, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness." Now, I want you to notice, this is not leading just in the sense of God's will and where he might take us, but it's leading in his righteousness. What God says is right, and his sense of right, and his sense of righteousness. Living right. It's not just about where to go, but how to live. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not in thine understanding." Verse 6 goes on and says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." I believe God will give us that direction that we need. But he will also notice here, he said, "Lead us into righteousness." You see, that's what the Word of God does for us, is instructs us in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration and profitable for doctrine," that's teaching, "for reproof," that's telling us when we're wrong, "for correction," how to do it right, "and for instruction in righteousness." And David's prayer was to lead me in your righteousness. You know, the Bible tells us that that's the first thing we should seek. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," he said, "and all these things will be added unto you." So he had that expectation of leading into righteousness, living right, that God would show him the right thing to do and how to live for him. I want you to notice, secondly, that there's an expectation of joy. I love this verse, verse 11. He says, "Let all those that put their trust in thee," notice it starts with the trust, "rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." How many times in this verse does he tell us to be joyful? We ought to be joyful people, rejoicing in the Lord and praising the Lord. God puts that song in our heart of rejoicing, rejoicing over our own salvation, rejoicing in God's provision and God's presence and his help. There's also an expectation of blessing. Verse 12, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield." That word favor is our word for grace. He says, "They'll bless the righteous." So there's an expectation of that blessing and of God's protection as well that we see here. So how's your devotions going today? If you haven't, you ought to start today so you'll grow in the Lord and walk with the Lord and wait on the Lord. Follow David's devotions.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
There's a praise in me deep down in my heart. My mind, my soul loves to serve.